Started hitting the toilet, rubber five-ish key.
The first Rashi in Behar, Rashi tells us, who's the Torah's Kohenim, Ma inyan shmita etel ha-sinai, v'aloi kol ha-mitzvot nemru mi-sinai, elo ma shmita nemru kol-oseho, prot-oseho, b'tudekach mi-sinai, av kolon nemru kol-oseho, b'tudekach mi-sinai. As we say in Torah's Kohenim, Torah's Kohenim asked the Kasha, why does it say, Adam HaShem Moshe Bahar Sinai, surely all the mitzvahs were said in HaSinai, I come to teach you that just like Shemitah was said in HaSinai, so all the mitzvahs with all the Protim Kolonim were said in HaSinai. Okay, that's the Torah's Kohenim, and Rashi wants to wake up what it means. The simplest pshat in the Rashi will be, because at the end of the parasha, in the very last pasuk in Bechukos, and then Vayikra, it says, "Eile hamitzvos hashatziv Hashem es Moshe al bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai." So, the conclusion of these chapters that we're reading, the Torah says at the end, "These are the mitzvos which Hashem gave to Moshe to give the bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai." So, why in the middle of Adam Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai? We know it's in Har Sinai. So therefore, Chazal learned, the Torah's Kohenim wants to learn, it's unnecessary to say B'har Sinai here. B'olalam it's come to teach us, Abinyanav and Kol HaTorah Kula, just like Sinai, just like Shemitah is at Sinai, so all mitzvahs are at Sinai. And they learn a simple one pshat in the Rashi there. But the Kerem HaTzvi asks the following question. Okay, very important klal. You have to know that Kol, the mitzvahs, the protit, and the dukim were told to Klal Yisrael Har Sinai. Very good. But why does the Torah use the mitzvah of Shemitah to be the teacher? Any of the mitzvahs in Vayikra, it could have said, anywhere somewhere in Vayikra, it could have said Har Sinai. Yeah? And it's not necessarily because it says at the end of Vayikra everything was in Har Sinai. So, to teach the Kol HaTorah, all the dukim in Har Sinai. So why does the pasuk, Torah choose to use Shemitah, the mitzvahs of Shemitah, to be the one to teach Kol HaTorah Kula. The Kerem HaTzvi has got a very interesting cook up there. What's Torah's Kohenim trying to teach us? Everything was said on Sinai, and not what? What's the exclusion of what? That you could say, not everything came from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu made up some things. The Rambam says anybody that says Afilu Teva Achas is not from Sinai is an Apikodes in the Chelim Yisrael is an Apikodes in the Chelim Abor. Those that say not all the Torah is heavenly made, it's partly man made. The Torah wants to tell you Kol Tikdukim Parotim all be Sinai. So the Torah is teaching you that it's all Torah Hashem from Sinai, nothing Moshe Rabbeinu made up of his own. And Shemitah, in Shemitah, there's a very powerful proof or pointer to that idea. If Chas V'Shalom, one would say that Moshe Bodo Dava Miliboy, Moshe Rabbeinu made up some of the stuff, yeah? In other words, it's not Chas V'Shalom, it's not Devar Hashem, Evazoi Zeshveh. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Pasha, we know that the Yidden will ask, the people will ask, what we're going to eat in Shemitah? We've got no produce. How can you leave the whole country? Which in those times, the whole income for the whole country, the whole commerce was all based on agriculture. Stop agriculture for a whole year. It's not it goes to Kasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't worry. Hashem will give you a bracha in the sixth year and you'll have plenty. If Moshe Rabbeinu made that up of his own if it's his own idea, how can he tell people, Sazana bracha mashal, she says, he'll be proved wrong straight away. If that's his idea, you could say Chas V'Shalom is his idea to do the mitzvah of Shemitah. You could, Chas V'Shalom. Aber to Moshe Rabbeinu to guarantee you, he made a fool of straight away. His araya that Moshe Rabbeinu said it from Sinai. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu said it from Sinai. It's all from Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the words of Hashem. that if you keep Shemitah b'tzivisis b'chos ilchem b'shon ha'shishis. So Shemitah is a very good teacher to call out Torah kula. It's not shaykh to say Moshe Rabbeinu made up this dinim of Shemitah, because then he could never have said b'tzivisis b'chosi. Elamai from Hashem. Ma Shemitah misinai. I've called dukim called mitzvahs nemi misinai. As is the kind of tzvi. In Yovel, the Torah tells us, after seven Shemitahs, and if you don't keep Shemitah, there's no Yovel, like Zohar said, but the Torah says that you keep Yovel, and the Pasuk says, Ukrosem deroyer ba'oretz l'chol yishevel. You call deroyer. Deroyer, as she said, means freedom. Avodim. It's freedom for Avodim, whether he's there in his first 6 years, or whether he's been nirtza, he's had his earpiece and he's staying longer. Yovel is deroyer. Now Rashi says deroyer is a lotion of freedom. Kemadayo beidayora. You can live where you like. An eved has to stay with his master. He's contracted to his master for 6 years or however many years. He can't go home. So yovel is deroyer. You're free to go home. Also, there's also a freedom. You get your field back. You have to sell a field because of financial constraints. And now, it's Yovel. You never managed to redeem it yourself during the 50 years. Now in Yovel, you become the back owner of your field. Your field comes back to you. Thus haste the roy. But the question, the Moshe Sternbuch asks the kasha, the obvious kasha, I understand. This is the roy. There are people who, for one reason or another, need this freedom. They need to go back home again, back to their community where they were before they became an Eved. For whatever reason became an Eved, either as a Ganav or because of his poverty. But the Maisa, he needs the freedom. What percentage of Klal Yisrael will be at any one time be Avodim? How much percentage? 5%? It's a terrific amount of people Avodim. Okay, we haven't got the Mahus of Antos, what it is. And it was very important in those times. That's why when Shlomo HaMelech told Shimei ben Gera not to go out of Yerushalayim on penalty of death, and later on the Pasuk says that he went out of Yerushalayim because his Avodim ran away. So I would say, so what? In those days, the whole setup was, an Eved was something very vital, important to the household. An Eved is part of, you need Avodim. But how many Avodim were there? How many people sold fields? Okay, there could be a lot more people of sales going on during the 50 years. Oh, but how many people are we dealing with here? The Pasuk says, across him, l'chol yishevehah, all the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. There's a tiny minority that now are enjoying the freedom. So why does the Torah say, across him, l'chol yishevehah, across him, b'oretz? But the Torah stresses, l'chol yishevehah. Says the Moshe, that if someone takes to heart the message of Yovel, Yovel comes to you after for seven series of Shemitah. You've gone and kept Shemitah seven times in the run, and now it comes to Yovel, and you, on the 50th year, you vita relinquish your right to work on the land. No working on the land. Year 49, you don't work on the land. Year 50, you don't work on the land. And in year 50, you set your Eved free. And in year 50, your fields have to go back to the owners. The lesson of Shemitah, of Yovel, specifically, more than even Shemitah, is Kili Horetz. Ich bin nicht kebal boss. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam fit the Welt. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in charge. We're only tenants. We're not landowners. By the grace of the landlord, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he allows us to use his fields. We can have his land. We can. But the message is, ich kein Gonishtan. I'm not. There's no Gevirim. There's no Aniyim. Everybody's back to the land that you've got was Matnas Elakim from Yeshua Ben Nun. You go back to your property, which your father and your Zayder, Elter Zayder, Yashin from Yeshua Ben Nun gave it them. This is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The produce is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person realizes that, he's free from all the stresses of life. We worry about what will be and how will we manage, and this is a problem, and a financial problem, and this problem. If you understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the balabos from the Welt, on a fiat als on, he's in total charge and he knows what he's doing, you're a free man. You're free of worry, free of everything. That's why the Torah says across the road, L'chol Yosheveha. Every Yid, if he sees it, true, there won't be that many people going free. There won't be that many fields going back. But it'll be a tumult in the country. And the newspapers will be telling us, this happened here, this one there. So the issue of returning fields and avodim going free will be throughout the land. And it will give everybody the message as the revolution fit the world. Therefore, you're a free man. You're free. You've got a freedom to get on with serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. All the external matters are all nothing to do with you. They're all in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's God is Daiganen, Nishvegan Panofsan, Nishvegan Shidduchim, Kainzach, Nishvegan Ribbono Shel Olam fit the world. If you've got that message, you are a free man, you've got the road, the Madaya Bedayora, wherever you are, you feel you're comfortable under Kamfei Hashchina, that's the greatest freedom of the Shaykh. That's why the Torah says, the Roel Chol Yishevel. And following on that theme, two words, a Moiridika, as Naim Latoro makes a Moiridika observation. We know that Klal Yisrael, through the Sanhedrin, through the Beis Din, we can create the Yomim Tovim. We're Mekadosh the Chodesh, and therefore Mekadosh Yisrael as Manim. Shabbos is Kadosh without us. Every seventh day is Shabbos. Of a Yom Tov, we have the power, Beis Din has the power to at the Tikra Oysom B'moy Adam Atem Afilu Atem Mutoin. Even if Beis Din make a mistake, they fix the calendar and they therefore make the 15th of Nisan the day of Yom Tov, and Kedusha comes down. So we have the power to be Mekadesh the days. Mekadesh is all that's money. So there are 6 days in the year, one day Pesach to Sukkot, the six days in the year, Alpi Torah, where we have this power to make the days Kodesh, leaving out Chol HaMoed. We have 6 days, we have the power, Bezin has the power to create a Kedusha, to put a Kedusha on 6 days out of the year. But in Yovel, the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem es hashona hachamishis. You mekadesh the whole year. Klal Yisrael, by keeping Yovel, have a power to make a kedush on the ganze yor, 365, 354, whatever it will be. The year of Yovel becomes, every day is a day of kedusha. And we have that power. How can we have that power? Because we realize the right. We realize the message as the Ribbono Shel Olam fit the world. Everything that I'm doing, every step that I take, I'm an eved going towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mela, that's Kedusha. That's why the whole year of Yovel has a din of Kedusha. Kedusha. And the Mela, with this Mahalach, for statement klar, the connection in the Psukim, later on after the din of Shemitah, the Torah tells us with Yovel, Loisoinu Ishes Amisoi. When you are calculating how much to pay when you give the field back in Yovel, you calculate how much it is, and you must do a correct calculation. You can't cheat. You mustn't swindle an eye here. Yeah. So obviously, when you're buying and selling, we know why, particularly in Shemitah, when you buy an item, when you're selling an item, you're selling cloth. And the guy says, I want 50 meters. Obviously, don't give 49, because or the buyer takes 51. It's Nishkan Chiddush here. Why punkt here now with Shemitah? Why with Yovel do we tell you Leisoinu? Get partial. Once you understand what life is all about, what the reality is, Leisoinu, you have no purpose in cheating, in trying to take, because the Muslim fear, however much you've got, it's because the Muslim gives it to you. As like the Chabad Lubavitcher says, that one has to realize that kolma, that everything a person has is a gzeirah min hashamayim, and you can't bring it earlier or later. If the person decided to have that money on Friday, you won't get it on Thursday. You can't do anything. However much you try, you can't be what was going to be later can't be earlier. What was earlier, you can't be later. What's to be above can't be down below. The Ribbono Shel Olam is it's playing chess, putting the pieces on its place. Mamela, there's no purpose in cheating or lying or stealing. There's no purpose because I'm not meant to have it. I'm not going to have it. If I'm meant to have it, I will have it. So Mela, Torah puts the place on it because it fits it. Staying with Loisoinu, we have a slightly other difficulty. It repeats Loisoinu Isha Samisa. The Torah repeats it again, Loisoinu Isha Samisa. Zot Rashi, Zewa Ba'inas Devarim. So another thing, Ba'inas Devarim. Now, Ba'inas Devarim means to cause someone pain or loss or distress or unhappiness through your words. So, Lashon Hara, Ba'inas Devarim. Everything that you would say to somebody, if somebody had an umglick and you pretended he didn't know and you mentioned it as if he didn't know, loisoinu, don't say things that are hurtful to people. It's allowed in the Torah of loisoinu, don't. So the question is, why here? That's a very important mitzvah, loisoinu. Don't ask, very, very important. Because in our lives, we do a lot of talking and we do a lot of intercommunicating with people, so there are dangers of saying things that will be hurtful. So the Torah says, loisoinu. But here, why here does the Torah put in a nasty one? It belongs in Kedoshim with all the other important lavim about Sheker and Mishpatim and Lashon Hara and Kedoshim. Why here? So the pshat like this. The Chasam Sofer. It comes to Yovel, and not Yovel, the din of Geula. Somebody sold a field, year 10 in Yovel, and therefore they calculated there's 40 years to go and the price is so much. And then, 20 years later, he comes into money, wants to buy back his field. So they make a cheshbon how many years you've had, and you calculate accordingly. But the pasuk says, the mispar shenei tevuos yimkoloch. When you're selling a field, you're not really selling a field, you're not even renting a field, really, but mispar shenei tevuos. You are handing over years of produce. In other words, in these 10 years that you've had the field, you've had 10 years of produce, so a year of produce is kach v'kach, so we take that off. That's what you have to pay, take off the account, 10 years. But the shmita in those 10 years, if the Shemitah, there could be two Shemitahs in 10 years, I don't work on the field, there's no produce. So the coiner says, I don't have to pay, you're taking off 10 years, no, only 8, because I during Shemitah there was no work. So then the moicher says to him, come on, you had a bracha. You did very well in Shemitah. If you kept Shemitah, everything went very well. So you're not take off. You had 10 years of produce, maybe even more, but you had 10 years. Don't just bring me a cup with 8. Zok the lekeach back. Just a minute. The bracha of a tzibisis brichosi benzer have a mensch. If somebody is not v'yistaf design, a person is not correct, he won't get that bracha. A rasha won't get the bracha. So the Lukeach says to the Moicher, you're quite right. During these last years, I've had Shemitahs, and I've had good produce, but you know why? Because it's been a fine yid. If you'd have been with the field, you wouldn't have got. The Moicher knows you. You wouldn't have got the extra bracha. The bracha is because of me, not because of you. Therefore, you've got no right to. That's a noas devarim. The Torah brings a noas devarim in the Indian of Geulas Sodois, because there's a very common way where the Lokeach will be ma'ane, the moicher, by accusing, by making the statement that you would never have had this bracha because of your madrega. I got it because of me. That's least I knew. The pasuk says, if you will say, what can we eat? So the pasuk says, I will give a bracha to you, and it will be all right. The pasuk goes on to say, we can't sow, and we can't bring in our produce. And Rashi adds in the word elabais. Veloinesa belabais. Loi nizra, we can't sow in the field. It doesn't say loi nizra basodos. Hey loi nizra. Veloi nesof, and we can't gather in estuol seno. Well, we know where you bring the produce to, so why does Rashi add es elabayis? We can't bring it into the house. So I saw like this. First of all, why do the posuk need to say v'chisomru? Without you asking the question, because it's pretty obvious, if I tell you don't work for a year, how will I panos? I don't need to ask the question. The Torah should have said, keep Shemitah, v'tzivisi b'rchosi, without you asking v'chisomru man noichal, without you asking the question, what am I going to eat? The Torah should have said, I'll give you a bracha, full stop. Why does the Torah have to put v'chisomru? Tommy, you will say. And they also say, why is v'chisomru by Yovel, not by Shemitah? Well, that's a bit easier, because maybe you can cope with 1 year of sabbatical, but a double, a bit more difficult, to go off work for 1 year and during Shemitah, hopefully you can scrape by. But 2 years, Shemitah and Yovel, one after the other, oh, v'chisomru, Yovel, now this is too much. That's why it's mentioned by Yovel. That's kind of that chat there, only there. Oh, but going back to our two questions, why does the Torah say v'chisomru? And second of all, why does Rashi say Elabais, Nesem Elabais. Shurizazoi. It's well known, the Chazal that says, Aser to Aser, Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. We know that. That you give Maser, the Torah says, in the Zechus of Maser, you will be rich. It was the Pasuk that we say in the Naftoira. I've forgotten the Pasuk. You bring it into the house, the Bnei Shalom will give you a bruch. Fine. But there's another Tanchuma that says a bit more than that. The Gemara says, Aser, Shetis Asher. There's another Medrash, Tanchuma says, Aser, Shaloi Tischafser. Give Maser so that you won't be short. Aser, Tis Aser, 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 Shaloi Tischafser. Give Maser so that you don't go short. What's the Tanchuma saying? Tanchuma saying that if you don't give Maser, you'll go without. We know, person refrains from giving maaseh, he's missing the bracha and he will do without. So is Azoy. Fine. The Yidden come along, we're going to keep Shemitah. But the halacha is in Shemitah that everything is hefker. If everything is hefker, you're part of a maaseh. So the boy nishaloylam, b'chi taimru, now you'll ask a kasha, the boy nishaloylam, very good. I'm keeping Shemitah, but man noichal b'shana hashemiyis. Hein lo nizra v'lo nesav es tevua seinu el abayis. What's the din? When is the tevua? Tevel. For masters, when you bring it into the house. Broye p'nei abayis. So the Yidden are not saying what we're going to eat. They're going to say, since it's Shemitah, and now there's no mitzvah of maaseh, even if you give maaseh, it's not maaseh, it's tzedakah, stam, it's not maaseh. And maaseh is a guarantee you won't go short. I haven't got that guarantee. V'chi soimru, if you will say I've lost my guarantee, I've not got the mitzvah of maaseh, so manoichal, I'm going to go short, says that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't worry. You're quite right. You won't have the zechus of maaseh, but instead of the zechus of maaseh, you'll have the zechus of Shemitah, and I'll give you enough. That's why the chisoimru, and why Rashi says elabites. So, after the dinim of Shemitah and Yovel, the Torah talks about if somebody sells a field and you want to get it back. The Torah begins and says, if a person is poor and he sells his possession, part of his possession from him, we learn you're not supposed to sell the sod that you're reacting from your parents in Eretz Israel, only if it's yomuch, only if you're in a difficult situation, and then even then, don't sell it all, only sell part. So the Torah wants to tell it about Gula and you're going to get it back. Okay, so it's relevant to the mitzvah of Yovel. There's Geula before Yovel, and there's Yovel. So that's why the pasuk mentions it here. Okay. But later on, the pasuk goes on to tell you about a house. If you sell a house, a bati orichoyma, or a house without a wall. But then the pasuk goes on to say something else altogether. Towards the end of the Pasha, the Torah says, if somebody goes poor, the chazakta boy, help him. To a mitzvah, a greater mitzvah, more than tzedakah, more than giving a chesed, is when somebody to help him get on his feet, to help him give him a loan in order to be able to set up his business or whatever. That's a gewaltig important mitzvah of helping a person financially who's in difficulty. Not necessarily a gift, even a halvah, advise him how to get a job. All this is a chesedakhtaboy, very important mitzvah. But why is it here? Okay, you could say we're talking about b'chi yomuch. You're poor, you're out of field, so it's b'chi yomuch a person. But this mitzvah of a chesedakhtaboy, again, is a mitzvah bin odom lachaveir, a very important mitzvah, which all these members of shaykhs said our pash. So the pshat like this. The animal world, each animal has a different nature. Hashem creates each animal with a teva to do certain things. That's how the Moshe made it, that's how it is. Some animals are all happy animals, and some are sad, some are weak, some are strong. They've got, each animal has its particular teva. Its emotions, whatever. Human beings are not like that. Human beings have a whole lot, they have a whole lot. We have opposite emotions. We have times when we're gaiva, full of our gaiva, and times when we feel very humble. The times when we're very happy, the times when we're sad. We've got different emotions. That's what made the man a complex machinery to be able to use, so that we use the right emotion at the right time. The emotional expressions, he gave me the middle of generosity, and also I've got the opposite a lot of times. Yeah. So why does Shmuel give me these? Because you have to, in the right time, use the right middle. I think it was Baal Shem Tov, they asked Baal Shem Tov, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create, allow such a thing as Minus, not to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam's help? So he said that the reason for that is, when it comes to the following, a Yid comes along to him and says, Rebbe, I'm in a difficult situation now. I can't pay the mortgage this month. I need help. Daiganish, Hobbitochen, the day is the health. Now's not the time to be talking. Be talking is for you. Now you switch on to Uyvei. Yenem is in trouble. I need to help. I did buy some help. Not your business. But just lynch me to and Yoivel. Else it's in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What you do is irrelevant. Whatever activity you do will not increase your wealth, and whatever that you do will not lose your wealth. Whatever you do, it's out in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided exactly how much you will have, how much you won't have. Whatever you do, whether you do or you don't. So this Ani comes to you and says, Rebbe, I'm in Tzoras. Don't worry. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has decided how much you will have. Have bitochen. Nay. Now's not the time to use bitochen. Now's the time to use your, I need to do things. I need to help. That's why here, Ki Yomu Chachicha, after teaching you about Shemitah and Yovel, and having bitochen, also the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, by the way, Ki Yomu Chachicha, if a Yid comes to you in difficult situation, difficult circumstances, you help him. You don't leave that to me. You help. Right, just one point in Bechukosai. In Tisantazach in Bechukosai, the pasuk tops off with beautiful brachas, glorious situation, and then the pasuk says, "When Asati Shalom Ba'aretz," by the third pasuk, the fourth pasuk, Shalti Orm. So Rashi says, "Shem Otoimru," you might say, "Hare Malchal Hare Mishta." Baruch Hashem, we've got Panosa, im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. Okay, very very relevant point. However rich you are, if there's no Shalom, you can't enjoy your wealth. But why would you say Hare Machal Hare Mishtam? What prompts you to make this worry about the lack of Shalom that Hashem says, "Oh, I'll give Shalom"? So he says like this: there's two areas of life where a person where Shalom is affecting. There's Shalom within himself and his close family. Right, himself. The people around him, his community, his kehillah, his neighbors, there, shalom will be if, to Beispiel, a person earns a nice panasa, and therefore he supports his wife nicely, and he looks after his children, and he helps the kehillah. So he's got shalom within his close circle. He's got peace. They won't be shepherding him. Now, panasa, he's doing his rights. If, however, he's struggling and he hasn't got, his wife nags him, and he this. The children say, it's not fair, we haven't got this. So there's a lack of shalom. So shalom within your close cursed circle is Shalom. Will, if you have panosa, if you have wealth, you'll have Shalom within. If you haven't got it, it could be a difficulty in Shalom. But outside of that, the wider world, it's the reverse. Have you ever heard of a burglar, armed robber, raiding the house of a poor man in Mossad? The point is, I've gone into gambling. Who has to worry about? Who has to have security? Who has to lock his doors and make sure he has a guard? The millionaire. He's worried that people ask him. He hasn't got Shalom. He hasn't got Shalom. He's got Shalom within himself, but the outer world is the opposite of Shalom. He's got worries. That's right in the pasuk. I have Baruch Hashem wealth, but Shema Toimru in Shalom in Klum. Now that I've got wealth, I'm a target for Ganovim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, Sadi Shalom Baoretz. Don't worry about that. I'll guarantee you Shalom for outside the world. Will look outside of your circle, there'll be Shalom.
Unfortunately, all very bad. Very annoyed about the last.